USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden tried to boost U.S. confidence for coronavirus vaccines. He visited a Pfizer production facility in Michigan. He says it's essential that people get the shots and not shy away.
I can't give you a date when this crisis will end, but I can tell you we're doing everything possible to have that day come sooner rather than later.
There's been a key change to the U.S. immigration policy. The government has released 25 asylum seekers who had been held on the Mexican side of the California border with notices to appear in court. This finally ends their long wait in Mexico. The group was first tested for COVID-19 and is now quarantining in hotel rooms. This is a big departure from the Trump policy of keeping them out of the country. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
One state is working on a way it can impeach its governor. With more, here's USA's Lance Pry.
Unlike 18 other states in the nation, there is no recall system for voters in New York State to remove an elected official. The power to remove an elected official rests solely with the governor. There is no provision of New York State law that would authorize a city or local government recall. So, Thursday, State Assembly Republicans are moving to form an impeachment commission to gather facts and evidence surrounding Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's handling and cover-up of the COVID-19 crisis in nursing homes. The Assembly Republican Conference next week will introduce a bill to create a bipartisan panel and take action if necessary. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Electricity has finally been restored to millions of people in Texas after a winter storm knocked out the power. Utility crews are working to repair broken water lines. Also, there's power outages in Louisiana and Mississippi. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A congressman from Texas believes getting kids back to in-person learning should be a priority. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
President Biden appears to be in a political firestorm over how and when to get more schools open during the coronavirus pandemic. Teachers' unions have said they support reopening schools once officials are able to make the buildings safer. Republican Congressman from Texas, Ronnie Jackson, believes children need to be back in the classrooms.
The teachers are, they operate in one of the safest working environments out there in the workforce right now. We've proven in multiple studies recently that kids are not getting this virus. If they get this virus, they don't get sick from it. And if they get sick from it, they're not passing it to each other and they're not passing it to teachers and to adults.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. State departments of education already have between $53 billion and $63 billion in unspent federal funds from the two relief packages passed by Congress last year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Kim Kardashian has filed for divorce from Kanye West. TMZ reports that Kardashian is seeking joint custody of their four children, North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm. Both are abiding by a prenuptial agreement. Kim's reality series, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, ends its 20th season this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.